the newest way to wake up on the Coffs Coast. Get up with AB and Ben for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. This is Hit. Hit 105.5.
Oh, happy Wednesday.
Yes.
Smack bang in the middle.
It has been a good one.
It was a fun show, but I'm glad it's over. I want to get back to bed.
Yeah. And do you know what the worst possible gift that someone can give the Japanese Prime Minister is?
I can think of a few things. Godzilla meat, maybe?
We will reveal that in this catch-up.
That is all in the catch-up, including what one man has eaten every day for the past 40 years. You'd think he'd be sick of it.
It's not his own words. I checked.
Okay. Enjoy.
And you know those things that just really grind your gears? You see it and you shake your fist in the air like, why? Why are you doing this to cuisine? Specific to cuisine.
Cuisine.
Like, for instance, a few months ago, they had that deconstructed Vegemite toast.
Oh, yeah, and everyone lost their minds.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was the $11 price tag that people were losing it at.
Hipster food needs to get in the bin. I went to a cafe once and they gave me a hot chocolate and it was completely deconstructed as well. There was, like, the milk and then there was a little fire thing and you had to heat the milk yourself. I was like, I only have 10 minutes. I don't have time to make this.
Here's some cocoa seeds and a Colombian man. Just need to
Hope
wait a while.
Hope for the best. So one person that's been stung, just like you and I, with our various deconstructed toasts and whatnot, is some of the world's leaders. The leader of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, has been slammed, basically, because he was hosting the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and his wife when they went to Israel recently, and he took them to one of his favourite cafes where they served a bunch of Israeli chocolates.
Yeah. Is Israel good? Like, are they known for their chocolates?
I think they are. I think it's a bit of a, like, delicacy there.
I know they're famous for other stuff lately. It's not great, but...
Yeah, so... Let's draw attention away from that. That's probably why they were focusing on the chocolate. There was a bunch of, like, pralines, little biscuits and stuff, all served in a shiny black leather shoe.
What? Wait. So the guy from Israel convinced the guy from Japan to do a shoey.
But of chocolates. And for Japan in particular, this is like a really culturally insensitive thing because there's nothing lower than a shoe in Japanese culture.
Right.
They leave them outside.
That's right.
So to have it in front of you on the table, like, firstly, obviously, Israel's diplomatic team did not think about that. And secondly, no, it definitely doesn't belong anyway. It's not a meal. It's not cool. It's not interesting. It's also not relevant. Like, I get that, you know, if it's chocolates, you put them in, like, another chocolate or, like,
you put them in
cocoa beans to the side or something so that you're on the theme. But, like, in terms of... I don't know, overall defining whatever.
Yeah.
Where does the shoe fit into this?
It's
a
not
black
classy.
Leather shoe. Is it new?
Yeah, was
what
it?
What size is it? Did they just get the display shoe? Can I try on the other one as well?
Shoeys are not, they're not done in a formal setting. The only time you can actually be doing a shoey is when you're wearing a flag as a cape.
Yeah.
Please don't tell me he was wearing the Japanese flag as a cape.
No, okay, no. Good. And he probably took his shoes off at the door, but, I mean, obviously not in the case of Japan because it's probably the biggest sin there is, but the only thing that belongs in a shoe is a beer.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Well, a guy that's normally referred to as Meth Damon...
Sorry.
As far as nicknames in Hollywood
I feel so sorry for this guy. He's a Hollywood actor, Jesse Plemons.
Super talented.
And he looks like Matt Damon if Matt Damon had, like, been homeless for a while and stick to some hard drugs.
I don't think that's where it really came from. I think it's because he was in Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And he did look so much like Matt Damon. And what a performance that was.
Yeah.
So cold.
He's an incredible actor. He was also really good in Fargo.
I haven't actually gotten through that season yet.
Well, that's actually where he and Kirsten Dunst met. They played husband and wife and they ended up getting together. They're not married, but they have just given birth to their first child.
Cute.
Multiple sources, people. Multiple sources say that everyone is doing great, mum and bub.
Has Kirsten Dunst sort of been married before?
I have no idea.
Because I feel like she...
I can't believe she dropped off the face of the earth after Bring It On. What a film.
No, it was Spider-Man 3 that did that for
her. Oh,
yes,
oh,
boy.
True.
Oh, boy.
She was really good at... What's the character's name?
Mary Jane.
I was like, Marianne? No, close. She announced she was pregnant in late January in a photo shoot, and everybody was completely blown away because she does keep her private life very out of the tabloids.
Good for her.
But yeah, fantastic. And yeah, we'll find out what the gender and name is, hopefully. But
what kind of genes is that kid getting?
His surname is Plemons, like yeah. Lemons. I don't know, that's just funny to me.
Something makes me laugh, and I can't believe you haven't seen this movie. It's something I'm going to make you do on the weekend.
I know, I'm sorry.
I've been hanging out for this. There's been rumours of it, of these guys getting back together, I guess with all the reboots and remakes and rehashings of the 80s and 90s stuff.
Because we can't make anything good anymore. We just have to rely on what we made in the past.
It's because we nailed it already with Bill and Ted, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Bill and Ted 3 is officially happening. It is excellent.
That guitar riff made me realise what you're talking about. Still don't know what
you still don't get the reference because you haven't seen the movie. They're both back. So Keanu Reeves.
What's it about?
It's about these two guys. They're in a band in high school and they discover time travelling and it's too bizarre to explain. It wouldn't make sense.
Man.
But
the opportunities.
It's going to be set, you know, around the fact that they're middle age. Alex Winter is back, the guy who played. I don't even know which one's Bill and which one's Ted, to be honest. But they are both back for it.
Is it Keanu Reeves?
It's Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter, Ted Theodore Logan, and Bill S. Preston Esquire.
Maybe Keanu Reeves has run out of money to catch the subway, so he needs to start working again.
I don't think Keanu Reeves is the one in this scenario that needs the work. I don't know what the other guy's
just
been.
A guess, but who the hell is Ted Winter?
One of them wasn't in The Matrix, okay? But the same writers are back. They got a great director on board. He was behind Galaxy Quest and Red 2. And it's all about them being, you know, middle-aged, forgetting the dream, never actually writing that hit song, and then they get back together, and it's
their pain.
Good.
Yeah, keen. I'll get onto 1 and 2 hopefully this weekend.
Well, yeah, and hopefully that movie's out before the bypass is finished because God knows what kind of production hell it'll be stuck in. Have you ever owned a pool?
Yes.
Who was in charge of cleaning the pool? Was it you?
Mum Ovs. And then she would whinge about how we didn't swim enough to justify how much work and money went into the pool. They're really hard to take care of.
They are. They very much are. As one man in Perth has discovered, David Fuller was fined $3,500 by the city of Joondalup for a very rare crime. Did not keep premises free of water that was liable to become the breeding place of mosquitoes.
Oh!
So
I had a neighbour that had a pond once and we had like a mozzie infestation from that pond.
Ew.
And it also smelt like poo.
Fish poo as well.
Yeah.
And duck poo.
Or just like not well kept pond poo.
Well, exactly. That's essentially what this pool became. Because they turn green if you don't, have the upkeep going. But the city came around and was just like, we've got noise complaints from mosquitoes and they're coming from your yard. That's not a good sign that the mosquitoes are that loud that they're disturbing people.
Oh, my God.
So they said, mate, get your act together, clean the pool. And he went, I'll do it this afternoon, as most people do when it comes to chores. Didn't get around to cleaning it. The pool went black. They came back again, slapped him with $2,700 in fines, about $900 in costs. And get this, he didn't have a fence around the pool.
Oh, that's
so
really
bad. Was fined another $2,500 for that.
See, I don't have any sympathy because I'm like, just empty your pool and make it into like a cool skate park. That's what they do in the Sum 41 music video. It's a thing.
This David Fuller guy doesn't strike me as
naughty.
It's pretty punk rock to just let your pool turn into a lagoon swamp type thing.
So you're saying it's more punk rock to invite an mozzie infestation into your rotting pool than it is to drain it, invite all the cool skater kids around after school and just shred and like get your decks on side and be like, alley-oop.
We've already established this pool is not kid safe. There's no fence around it. Water or no water, mate.
Now, you and I, we're like-minded souls.
Mm.
We like, you know, a cheeky Macca's feed when we're a bit dusty of a Sunday morning.
Oh, of course.
It's a go-to. And when you miss breakfast, you're like, oh, gosh, I'm going to have to get a Big Mac. What a shame.
What a shame.
That won't help more. That post-mix Coke won't completely cure my dehydration or anything. There is a guy, though, that loves his Big Macs more than anyone in the world.
This is dedication that I have never seen before.
No.
On such a scale. Don Gorsk from Wisconsin. He's 64 years old, and since 1972, every day he has gone to McDonald's and he's had a Big Mac for lunch.
Yes, and worth noting as well, guys, he is not overweight.
No.
I've seen video of him. He doesn't appear to be healthy. He's probably one of those very unhealthy people, but just isn't fat.
It's all on the inside.
Yeah, his insides have rotten in and out.
But, I mean, the commitment to this, it's meant he's eaten 30,000 Big Macs in his lifetime.
And that is the thing. Like, I love Big Macs. Firstly, they have hollandaise sauce. It's like eggs Benny on a burger.
It's delish.
I, a few years ago, had a similar instance with sun-dried tomatoes. Living with my mum and dad, because this stuff just does not happen in a normal young person's life because you can't afford things like sun-dried tomatoes and feta cheese. They're luxuries.
You're getting bankrolled by mum and dad for this.
So mum and dad were buying a lot of... pretty much everything in my parents' fridge at all times is suitable for a cheese plate.
Yep.
That's like the ingredients of their fridge. So I was like smashing the sun-dried tomatoes when I was studying a lot and I absolutely loved them. And I reckon I ate sun-dried tomatoes every day for like... maybe 6 months. I even made my own sun-dried tomatoes one time because I was so addicted to them.
That's a bit weird. Did you have a club? Was there a group that you joined?
No. Yeah. And now as a result, I overdid it so much.
Are you off them?
That I cannot eat sun-dried tomatoes now.
Really?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Dead set.
Went out the other end.
I see it and I have one and I'm like,
ugh. See, mine, I think it'd have to be mandarins.
Yeah, you eat a lot of mandarins.
I had one this morning while you were getting ready. I was waiting for you. I'm like,
mandarin is such a subpar fruit.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare speak
of
mandarin.
Sorry, but it's like, mango.
I remember smashing about 15 of those in one sitting once. Just bam, one after the other.
Yeah, but how long has your mandarin obsession gone for?
Oh, since I was about 12.
Okay, so you are Don Gorski. Maybe it's a man thing.
I probably
men
eat
are
more
just
than
so
30,
basic
000.
That they can eat the same food every day and not care.
We want to know, if you had to eat one food... every day.
For 30 years.
For the rest of your life.
No, 47 years, sorry. 30,000.
He's done well.
47 years.
What would it be? What could you smash every single day? 13, 12, 16. Elise, how's your Wednesday going?
Oh, pretty good. I actually made it to the gym this morning, so that's a plus.
Go, Elise!
You've earned yourself a cheat meal. Well done.
Yep. I don't know about tomorrow, though, so we'll take it one day at a time.
That's for tomorrow. What would your cheat meal be? What would you eat every day if you had to?
Probably strawberries.
Okay.
Okay.
And how long is your love of strawberries dated back till?
As long as it's a good strawberry, not sour, probably since childhood.
Do you think that there is nothing more disappointing in the world when you're smashing a really great punnet of strawberries and the last strawberry is bad?
Horrible, absolutely. Then you just need to go get another punnet.
Yeah, I can't finish, end that way. I cannot polish off and have an end on a bad strawberry note. And sometimes the ones that look the best, it's very misleading.
There's an inspirational quote in here somewhere.
I agree, absolutely.
And do you mix it up with your strawberries? Do you, like, put icing sugar on them, chocolate-dipped strawberries?
Oh, yuck. No, just eat them fresh.
Okay, nice nothing
fridge,
at all.
Nice and cold in the fridge. Yep, just eat them plain.
I'll see one of those goes to the gym, eats strawberries without chocolate and sugar on them. Okay, I see.
No, if you see me right now, you wouldn't have said that.
Hey, we're going to hook you up with a double pass to Life of the Party tomorrow night. We're doing a preview screening with BCC Coffs. We'd love you to come along.
Oh, that'll be awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
I don't think they serve strawberries at the candy bar, but we can try and work something out, I guess.
Okay.
Strawberry cake.
I might have to splurge and have some popcorn.
Yeah, girl.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Well, the Met Gala, or the Met Ball, is something that takes place every year in New York City, and it's an extravagant
event. A lot of people just think of it as like that awards night that I don't know what they win. I don't know what the go is. It's at the Met.
There's no awards.
And they just wear, like, redonkulous outfits. And Rihanna is always, like, the queen of the weird outfit for the day.
It's a fundraiser for, like, the museum.
Yeah.
In New York.
Yeah.
And they've, raised up to, like, $12 million some years. So it's quite a big event. A lot of big names generally attend.
Yeah.
From film, music. But it's all about the costumes.
Very much
outfits.
So. There are a bunch of things that came from the night. There was one couple that have now made themselves official, and that is Lily Reinhart and Cole Sprouse.
Oh, really?
From Riverdale.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, people didn't really know. You don't know who they are, do you?
I follow one of them on Instagram.
Yeah, so Cole Sprouse was like from The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, and then he grew up to be really hot and is now in Riverdale and wears an angsty beanie and the like. Anyway, he's been sort of
you
like...
just trailed off there.
I
just sense
I know.
It.
I get so lost in the moment.
You imagined his eyes and then you got lost in them.
Lost.
I witnessed
they're
that.
They're not even here. The eyes aren't here.
So they're together now. He's off the market.
Yeah, they're official. They went to the event together, which is always a statement.
Cute.
Selena Gomez was also there, absent one Justin Biebs. Obviously, they've broken up too. And she had a bit of an interesting fake tan, which people are giving her a lot of stick for. So she was super bronzed, and everyone's doing the meme with, like, Ross from Friends. When
great.
He got the fake tan.
I thought maybe, like, patches of it had rubbed off and sort of turned into a walking Rorschach test.
It's a bit of a shame because Selena's obviously already tan. She's, like, a beautiful, gorgeous woman.
Mm.
And she's, yeah, obviously gone a little bit too far. Well, we've all been there,
it's the Met Ball. You go extra for the Met Ball. Did someone fall down the stairs?
If I went to the Met Ball, I would totally do, like, a trial tan the week before. But that's right. And trial hair.
Did somebody fall down the stairs? Is that one?
So there's... It's actually, there's a meme going around of Jason Derulo falling down the stairs at the Met.
Yeah.
It's not Jason Derulo. It's clearly an Asian man. Everyone's like, why are people saying this is Jason Derulo? This just got lost in the mix. But there is a guy and he's like catastrophically falling down the stairs. It's so funny.
It didn't just look like a trip. It looked like he was cartwheeling.
Yeah, it's like they rolled down the stairs. It wasn't just a, oh, I lost my footing and landed on my knee. It was like a over T situation.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
I think we need to find a version of that to throw up on our Instagram.
We will. So we will. Don't worry. We'll give the people what they want. Beyonce, notably absent, said she wasn't going to attend this year. And the theme of the event for this year was heavenly bodies, fashion, and the Catholic imagination. So a lot of people are making a joke that, like, when the photographers were photographing nothing, they were like, and here's Beyonce in her costume as the Holy Ghost. Yes. Tonight, hopefully I get to bed a little bit earlier. I've been a bit bad lately with my sleeping pattern, as you're very well aware.
I know, because you message me from the other end of the house.
And I'm at like 10:30.
This is bedtime. Go to sleep.
Last night was the worst. I went to bed at 10:30.
Well, we had a big day. That's the thing. We left here. Mm. We helped Benny G clean out his storage. And then we went and had some dinner. So by the time we got home, it was like 9. And you need a bit of time to wind down and just, you know,
remember settle. How good that surf and turf was? Yeah.
Pretty much.
Sit there and bask in that. Plus, my puppy was all keen to play and all that jazz. There was a lot going on. Normally, I try to go to bed at around 8:39,
yeah.
Max. But I'm creeping further and further up, and it's making me age terribly.
I don't want to... No, I'm going to throw you under the bus. You were a little bit late getting up this morning.
Yeah, I was. I came out shoeless and you were like, oh, it's one of those days.
All right. I'll go sit back down.
Now, you know Roxy Jacenko?
She's like a PR person.
Yeah.
Some kind of...
Yep. So she...
Socialite.
...has two kids.
Right.
They're both under 5 or 6, I think, at this stage. Actually, no, sorry. Her daughter Pixie is now 6 and her son Hunter is 3.
Hunter, strong name.
Yeah. She has revealed that her children go to bed pretty late.
Like, what's late for a kid, though?
10:30.
Whoa, that's late for me.
Same time as me when I'm naughty. Yeah, exactly.
That's ridiculous.
And I want to know, like, is that problematic? Are there mums and dads out there that are like, yeah, no, I send my kids to bed at 10:30 so they'll sleep longer in the morning?
There are parents right now shaming them like crazy in the car.
Yeah.
Not out loud, just internally, just, oh, I'm better than them at parenting. How about that?
Yeah, we want to know. What's your bedtime as an adult? Because if you've got an early rise, then that's something that's going to be considered. You're probably like me sitting there going, 9:30, 10:30 is 1 hour, 2:30.
I always get it when I set the alarm. It tells me how many hours sleep I'm going to get. And that's rude.
Yeah.
I really don't need to be told that.
Oh, I don't need that kind of alarm in my life.
What is your bedtime? Give us a call. 30, 12, 16. Do you have one? Maybe you've got a bedtime for your kids or you don't police it at all. We're asking this morning, what time is your bedtime?
Yeah, is it a bit different? Is it really early, really late? Are you one of those people that manages to have 4 hours sleep and lives a conventional life and you're like a CEO and all these things and you just make me mad?
Took me way too long to figure out that I couldn't run on 6 hours sleep.
Mm.
I couldn't understand why I was so angry.
Yeah.
I was so angry at everyone around me.
I go to, like, dermatologist places and, you know, facials, and I'm like, can you help with these bags under their eyes? They're like, how about you go to bed before 10:30 when you wake up at 4, you muppet?
I don't know why I'm feeling so down all the time. It's called a vegetable and 8 hours sleep, mate. Try it. On 13, 12, 16, Crystal, did you sleep well last night?
I did.
What time did you get to bed? Is it your bedtime that we're chatting about here?
It's both my children's and my bedtime, 8 o'clock every night.
On your crystal, that would be my dream.
Yes, late nights, probably 8:30, 9 o'clock for me.
And what time do the kids get up?
We're up every morning at 6 o'clock.
Wow.
Amazing. You're one of those families that everybody envies.
That's a lot of hours of sleep, though.
Oh, it is. To be honest with you, it is. But we've got a busy day. So, like, we start at 7 o'clock, buses and off to work sort of thing. And then, you know, by the time we've finished work and school, we get home at about 5, 5.30. And then it's dinner and routine. Dinner, dishes and work, and then bed again.
That's I'm just exhausted just listening to the list of things you do. I'm about ready for a nap, actually.
And what do you think about Roxy Jasenko's kids going to bed at 10:30?
Oh, wow. As long as they're up, I guess, ready for school the next day.
It sounds like she's full of beans.
A little bit late, but... Yeah.
As a person, I think her kids would just have that energy as well.
This is a woman who had 3 hours of maternity leave, so she's one of those alien robot people that we don't like.
She's a real go-getter.
We all envy that.
Sort of like you, actually.
Thanks for the call, Crystal. Hey, tell you what, we're going to hook you up with a double pass to Life of the Party. It's tomorrow night, Crystal, but here's the thing. It starts at 7.
Oh,
how do you work
that's
that?
Okay.
You going to break it?
Yeah, we'll break it.
On ya.
Thank you very much, guys. Have an awesome day.
A quiz for Total Garden. They really dig their plants and gardens.
This
is Hit 105.5.
$270, all thanks to Total Gardens and Landscape Supplies. It's been a while since we've given this away.
I know, record for us.
Are we going to crack the 300, do you think?
Ooh,
300.
It's maybe, because that's such a good amount of money too.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, anything over the cost of a speeding fine, I think, is a win.
is that where this money's going for everybody who calls up?
Pretty much, yeah.
Don't use your phone while driving while winning the pop quiz, because it just negates it. And you don't.
Definitely not. Even. You just end up on the same, but with less points.
Do pull over and give us a call on 13, 12, 16. Michael, how's your Wednesday so far?
Spectacular.
What time did you go to bed last night?
9:30 every night.
Okay. It's a good, safe, wise, not too late, not too early time.
No, up at 6:10 every morning as well, unfortunately.
See, that's a good night's sleep, but it means you're sharp right now. We've got 10 questions for you. Are you feeling good?
I am. Hit me.
All right. Your time starts now. Ange Postecoglou was formerly the coach of which Australian sports team?
The Socceroos.
Is the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian Liberal or Labor?
Oh, Liberal.
Brad Pitt, George Clooney and Matt Damon co-starred in which series of heist movies?
Pass.
Starting with B, what surfwear brand shares its name with an ice cream?
Billabong.
Michael Douglas was previously married to which brunette Mask of Zorro actress?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
What is the first name of the father in the Soprano family?
Tony?
Burley, Griffin, Eyre and Spencer are all names of what kind of Australian landmarks?
Lakes.
Name a dog breed beginning with D.
Dachshund.
The Autobahn is a famous highway in which European country?
Germany.
Name the Fast and the Furious action star who shares his name with a type of fuel?
Vin Diesel.
Oh, man. There was just that one that you passed on, but otherwise you got them all correct.
No.
Oceans.
The Oceans filmed. Unfortunately, you just ran out of time. But, mate, oh, my God. What a versatile set of skills you have.
See, that is a testament to going to bed on time. Right,
could you go to bed at 9 next time, mate?
And I guess that one for Gladys Berejiklian.
And it was correct.
Amazing work. Mate, very sorry we can't give you the money. If it was up to me, I definitely would. But... what we do have is we're going to double pass the Life of the Party, a preview screening we're doing tomorrow with BCC Coughs. It's all yours.
Thank you. On for a nap, I think.
well earned as well. We are playing for $280 tomorrow in the pop quiz, all thanks to Turtle Gardens and Landscape Supplies. They really dig their plants and gardens.
Today is World Receptionist Day, Ben.
It is. It's a great day for the unsung heroes of the workplace.
They truly are. They're the people that no matter what kind of day they've had in their personal lives, they have to rock up with a smile on their face, looking great, yep. and greeting people and making their day.
They take everything they throw at them. They juggle all kinds of jobs at once. They kind of report to everybody in a way.
Yep, they're the kind of people that have to-do lists that they actually tick off and complete, unlike me.
But not only that, they quite often go unthanked.
They do.
They seem as, you know, it's one of those cogs in the wheel that when you're doing your job, you're invisible. Anytime you, you know, slip up, that's the time you get noticed. And we don't think that's very fair.
No, we don't.
So we thought we could maybe offer some feedback to the receptionists of COFFs and just, you know, brighten up their day and just let them know, we know they're doing a great job.
And they might answer a lot of phones, but every single call that they take is important.
It is. So what we're going to do, we've got the business listing. We've got the, like, the business white pages, essentially.
yeah, we've all the old white pages. Usually I sit on my car seat because I'm so short, but bought it in for this occasion.
We dusted it off, and we're just going to call a business in COFFs at random and just give some feedback on, you know, the first impressions. Let's see how we go.
Good afternoon, Coffs Coast Dental. This is Penelope.
Penelope, fantastic work. 1.5 rings. I'm impressed.
Super efficient. Plus, you've got a really friendly and inviting tone, which I really like about this.
There's a good warmth to it. Very prompt.
Very good.
That's an 8
Very
out of 10. Good.
You actually sound like you're smiling too, which makes me think that we're friends before we're actually friends.
Oh, very good. Well, I'm open to that, definitely.
Well, look, overall, Penelope, I'd say, in my opinion, 9.75 out of 10.
Oh, nice. Very nice. What about you, Ben? You sound the same.
I like it. It's a very inviting. I'm feeling comfortable. I'm relaxed. It's an 8
nice.
Out of 10
Well, that's very good. Very good for a dentist. So that's good. If I put you at ease.
Yeah, exactly. That's the goal. Well, look, Penelope, it's AB and Ben. We're calling from Hit 105. It's actually World Receptionist Day, and we just wanted to give you a call and say that you're doing a great job.
Oh, very good. I'm very happy to hear that. Excellent. Would you like to speak to any of our other happy receptionists?
Always wanting to direct my call elsewhere. Brilliant. Top of your game.
You've set the bar so high, I don't think they could ever reach it. So.
Oh, no.
Well, enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks, Penelope.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your call.
Cheers. Trending now at hit.com.au.
Well, it seems an absolute hallmark of Australian television has, well, it's coming to an end.
Really?
Family Feud.
Oh, man.
You know and
I
love
had some
this.
Friends that were on that show.
They were on it.
They appeared as a family on it.
Oh, my God.
And it's funny because they're all lawyers, really smart, but they struggled with the quiz questions.
Well, you can't think on your feet, your panic.
Yeah, the pressure.
It's tough. It is very tough. Unfortunately, it is coming to an end.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, Grant Denyer.
He's joined our company, actually. He works alongside us, obviously. One of my colleagues, Grant Denyer.
Pass him in the hallway.
He's just in the Sydney office. I say hi sometimes, drop a line.
Yeah. Sydney, it's one of the satellite offices, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. We just send all of our extra work down there.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, Grant, can you cut up some audio for me? Like, you've got a heaps of free time now that Family Feud's over.
Apparently, it is coming to an end. Not due to lack of popularity. I think it's just run out of steam because they just continuously play it. I think they replay it on the weekends as well.
They're probably out of questions because I find that sometimes with our pop quiz. I'm like, oh, my God, how do I think of all?
But luckily, Ready, Steady, Cook, here to stay.
Okay, that's
so we're still, there's some things you can still count on in this world.
There's some things you can still watch when you have a sick day.
Great. Judge
Bold
Judy.
Of the Beautiful, reruns, yep. Days of Our Lives, like the Sands of the
I like glass. The Dr. Phil, Judge Judy back-to-back combo.
Yes, that is epic. Now, speaking of feuds ending,
yeah,
this is pretty groundbreaking, guys. Seriously, you might need to pull over for this one. Taylor Swift has posted something to her Instagram in the last hour.
Mm-hmm.
Please play it for us, Ben.
So I just got to my dressing room and found this actual olive branch. This means so much to me.
An actual olive branch.
From, drumroll. I know you don't have the audio, but just can you do it with your mouth? Katy Perry.
Oh, my God.
Katy Perry has sent a literal olive branch as a gesture and a letter saying sorry to Taylor Swift.
Well, their feud started over a stolen backup dancer or something, wasn't
it? Yeah. And then I think it just escalated for the fun of the drums.
Yeah, fair.
But, yeah.
I can understand that. So it's coming
to have made up.
Well, they haven't made up just yet. They've got to get the next tour out of the way. They've got to promote that.
No more backup dancers could be stolen.
Well, that's true.
That's important.
That'd be good. Because, I don't know, those two, I think having them argue and fight and be catty to each other doesn't set a good example for kids.
No, it doesn't.
Especially because their demographic, you know, their audience and fans can be so young. They should be taught that's not the way to deal with problems.
Yeah, exactly. You have all the money in the world. Send a present. It doesn't make a difference.
Exactly.
And also over a dancer. Come on. Taylor Swift says she's like this all. I'm here for my gal pals. Don't hate Tay.
We've got a special guest in the studio this morning. And before we start chatting things, you know, Million Paws Walk, of course, we had the big adoption drive a couple of weeks back, $99 adoptions for, you know, all dogs over 6 months.
Yes.
Trying to clear the kennels. There was Basil as well, the lovable greyhound. We were trying to find him a home. That was the big thing.
And we did.
We did.
Yay! And a loving home by the looks of it. Are you able to tell us a little bit about his new family?
Yeah, yeah. Lovely family with three sort of, you know, I'm going to say young teen, tween kids. and they've got a female greyhound who Basil absolutely adored. So he settled in really quickly. We got a few snapshots of him in his new home and it looks fantastic. So we're tickled pink.
And it's with a greyhound-owning family as well, so they know what they're in for.
Absolutely. And you know, greyhounds have got their quirks, like any breed. They've all got their nuances. And
yep.
So knowing those, fantastic.
Yeah, so absolutely. Yep. And how many dogs did you end up having taken to loving homes out of the drive?
7 out of the 17 that we had. So it made a big dent in it.
Great.
We also managed to move a few more off to other shelters to find homes through there. So our adoption numbers are back to a manageable number at this point, but still lots there looking.
Good success story.
News.
Now, coming up May 20th is the Million Paws Walk.
Yes, the furriest event of the year. Yes.
This is a national thing, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes. And we've been doing it in Coffs for many years now and down at Park Beach Reserve for, I'd say it's about 7 years now. So it's a lovely spot. And we've got a nice 4 kilometre walk on reasonably level. We go along to the jetty, along to the end of the jetty and back, and there's an optional beach leg on the way back. So it's a really nice walk. I think we've got the pick of the nation as far as the walks go.
Nice. Yeah. And what is the Million Paws Walk about? What's the, you know, the purpose of it?
Well, the name comes from aiming to get a million paws walking around at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And the aim is to raise funds. So it's our biggest fundraiser of the year.
Great. So people actually can also bring their own furry friend. They don't need to, they can
Absolutely.
Bring their dog, meet other rescue dogs as well.
Absolutely. So we encourage everyone to bring their pets along. And, you know, normally that comes down to dogs because they cope much better with that environment than cats.
Mm-hmm.
So we normally have a wide cross-section of the community, hundreds of dogs participating, and you register at the event, and that's where the fundraising factor comes in. But we've also got some Million Paws Walk merchandise and raffles going on. We're going to do a bit of a demonstration and highlight greyhounds as pets.
Great.
Because Basil's been such
Lovely.
A poster child for that. And we've got some really fun competitions, which the kids love to get involved. So dress up. We've got, like, the fancy dress, the most doubtful parentage, which is those mixed breed ones that even we can't pick.
Ben's dogs.
I've got two of those. I'm like, where are you from? You're not even brothers.
So, yeah, so lots of great competitions following the walk. So they can register from 9 o'clock on the day or they can register online at millionpawswalk.com. And the walk actually kicks off at 10.
At 10.
Brilliant.
Great. Well, make sure if you've got a furry friend, you get them down there for a nice little walk. And if you don't, maybe go down and see one of the dogs that might be up for adoption as well.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah, take one for a walk. That's probably the best way that you
would
get to know a dog.
Lovely, yeah.
Thanks for joining us, Eliza.
Thank you. Can we
be friends? Get up with AB and Ben. Weekday mornings from 6.
For the Hoey Mowey.
On the Coffs Coast, hit 105.5.